الجامعة الافتراضية السورية، مقرر مقدمة إلى عام القانون والأنظمة القانونية للدكتور عماد الدين محمد، تقدمت مبادرة ضوء بصوت ريم سروجي. Chapter 2 Major Legal Systems. We have learning objectives. By the end of this chapter, you will be able to be aware of the major legal systems, understand the history of the major legal systems, explain the influence of each of the major legal systems, explain the meaning of the civil law, identify the different applications of civil law, explain Islamic law, Sharia, and its place within the concept of law, describe the four sources of Islamic law, understand the meaning of common law, and describe the common law in various countries. Throughout history, many legal systems have prevailed either successively or side by side. Despite their differences, the main legal systems of the world can be grouped into four main systems: Roman law, civil law, Islamic law, which is Sharia, and common law. The Roman law. Roman law in modern times is used to understand all the laws which predominated among the Romans without regard to the time of their origin, including the collections of Justinian. In Italy, Roman law was exclusively the law of the citizens of Rome, jus civil. However, the gradual extension of the power of that city made its people the masters of many people. The Romans did not abolish the national laws of the peoples whom they conquered, but the privilege of Roman citizenship was often given to members of the vanquished peoples, resulting in the expansion and widening of Roman law, jus gentium. Roman law underwent great change as a consequence of the contract of the Romans with foreign people. New elements were introduced into it from outside and under the guidance of judges who administrated it and the jurists who explained it. Roman law became suitable for the regulation of the interests of the many people who were including in the Roman Empire. The ultimate extension of Roman citizenship to all subjects of the Roman Empire made Roman law in keeping with the same boundaries of the Roman Empire. So, a system of law which had originally been confined to an unknown city graduated to becoming in its modified form the law of the civilized world. Romano-Germanic system. French law belongs to the Romano-Germanic family. This group includes those countries in which legal science has developed from Roman law. This rule of the law is a rule of conduct, which is closely linked to ideas of justice and morality. Determining and formulating these rules depends upon legal scholars who are involved in the task of stating the doctrine, la doctrine, on an aspect of the law. These legal scholars are not so interested in the actual administration and practical application of the law, due to such matters being the responsibility of the courts who formulate la jurisprudence. Law originally developed for historical reasons as an essentially private law, which was a means of regulating the private relationships between individual citizens. As time passed, other branches of law were developed, but less perfectly according to the principles of le droit civil, which is still the main branch of legal science. The Romano-Germanic family of law originated in Europe. It was formed by the efforts of the European universities, which from the 12th century and on the basis of the compilations of the Emperor Justinian, evolved and developed as a juridical science which was common to all and was adapted to the conditions of the modern world. The term Romano-Germanic has been chosen to show respect to the joint effort of the universities of both Latin and Germanic countries. Colonizations of the European nations enabled the Romano-Germanic family to conquer vast territories where the law either belong or are related to this family. The phenomenon of voluntary reception has produced the same result in other countries which were colonized, but where the needs for the modernization or the desire to westernize have led to the development of European ideas. Outside of Europe, it's a place of origin. These laws, although belonging to the Romano-Germanic family, have their own characteristics which makes it necessary to place them in distinct groups. Many of these countries absorbed European law even though they already had their own civilizations and culture and social lifestyles based on their own indigenous institutions, all of which predate the arrival of European laws. The absorption of European laws has allowed some of these original institutions to remain. This is particularly observant in Muslim countries that have only partly received European laws and partially adhered to the Romano-Germanic family. This has resulted in some of the legal relations being subject to the principles of Muslim law. The old or traditional ways of thinking and acting which is characteristic to these countries may also mean that the application of the new law is quite different from that which is followed in Europe. This is of particular importance in relation to those countries in the Far East. In this region, many ancient and rich civilizations existed and functioned many centuries before the introduction of Western law. Finally, with respect to the countries of Africa and America, it will also be necessary to ask whether their geographical conditions and population distribution, which have contributed to creating conditions completely different from those in Europe, have not led to the development of laws substantially different from those in European. Civil law system. Civil law or the Latin law system includes the countries whose laws are based on the Roman law. Civil law is the legal system which differs from the common law of England and the canon law. The civil law system is based on codes rather than custom and precedents. This system is characterized by the complication of legal principles into scientifically arranged codes which are promulgated by the legislative authority in this system. The courts have a limited role in applying the law as contained in these codes whenever they are presented with a case by two opposing parties. The laws of most Western European countries are based on the Latin law system. This also includes Latin America, most African countries, most of the Arab world, Japan, Thailand, and Turkey. France is considered to be the leading country of the Latin law system due to its advanced development in the regard, though Syria is influenced by Islamic law specifically in matters of personal status. It belongs to the Latin law system. Countries which have adopted or used the Latin law system are characterized by the fact that their first source of law is the legislation, which is the enacted law. The Islamic law, Sharia. Islamic law is one aspect of the religion of Islam. Islam includes a theology which establishes dogma and states what a Muslim must believe. It also includes the Shar or Sharia, which has established the rules of behavior for Muslim. The Shar or Sharia means the way to follow. This is known as Muslim law, which is a focus on the ideology of what the obligations are of a Muslim rather than one rights of the Muslim may have. The sanction for these obligations in the state of sin into which the Muslim who neglects his or her obligations will fall into. For this reason, Muslim law does not always apply interest to the civil sanction, which is attached to the violence of its prescribed rule. Islam is basically a religion of the law. The Islamic law, Sharia. Islamic law is one aspect of religion of Islam. Islam includes a theology which establishes dogma or states. The science of Muslim law is called fiqh. Fiqh is divided into two major parts. One is the roots, usul, usul, which explain by what methodology and what basis the body of solutions making up the Shara or divine law were established. The other is the doctrine of the branches, furu', which contains the systematic elaboration of basic solutions of Muslim law. Sources of Islamic law. There are four sources of Muslim law: the Quran, the Sunnah, the Ijma', and the Qiyas. The Quran is the sacred of holy book of Islam and this is the main source of Muslim law. However, the Quran is not a book of fiqh or a code of Muslim law. The Sunnah contains the way of life and conduct of the Prophet Muhammad. This serves as a guide for Muslims. It is made up as of collected traditions called the Hadith of the acts and statements of the Prophet Muhammad, which has been passed down through an uninterrupted chain of intermediates in the 9th century. It is made up of the collected traditions called the Hadith of the acts and statements of the Prophet Muhammad, which has been passed down through an uninterrupted chain of intermediaries. In the 9th century AD, two great scholars of Islam, Al-Bukhari and Muslim, undertook detailed research and verification of the traditions in order to establish the authentic Hadith of the Prophet Muhammad. The Ijma' is the third source of Muslim law. Ijma' means the unanimous agreement of legal scholars. Ijma' has allowed for the recognition of the authority of solutions which were not derived directly from the Quran or the Sunnah. Within the Muslim community, different schools, known as madhahib, are admitted. They are most commonly called rites, and each form a particular interpretation of Muslim law. These rites were instituted in the 2nd century of Hijra. There are four orthodox rites, the Hanifa rite, the Makki rite, the Shafi rite, and the Hanbali rite. The Hanafi rite has the largest number of followers. The Quran and the Sunnah are fundamental sources as the rule of Sharia are based on them, while the Ijma' is an exceptional practical significance. Qiyas. In Islamic law, the deduction of legal prescription from the Quran or Sunnah by analogic reasoning, Qiyas provided classical Muslim jurists with a method of deducing law on matters which were not explained covered by Quran or Sunnah without relying on a systematic opinion, ray or hiwa. According to this method, the ruling of the Quran or Sunnah may be extended to a new problem provided that the present asal and the new problem fara share the same operative or effective cause illa. The four main Sunni schools of law madhahib consider it one of the four main sources of law. Common law. Every legal system essentially corresponds to practical demand. The English common law is practically responsive to the pressures of daily life through its lack of any broad rigid framework. In England, the law of the land is called common law. Common law is law which has been developed by the judiciary and is called judge-made law. It is formulated as cases are decided and the legal opinions are issued in these cases. Common law is based on court decisions as opposed to a formal set of written laws such as statutes. It should be noted that parts of the law is common law countries are embodied in written statutes such as the concerning negotiating instruments. The origin of law in the United States of America, USA, is English common law. The appellate courts in the USA have established common law through their published written decisions of cases decided in their jurisdiction. In the USA, English common law was adopted by the founding father. Development of modern law was based on written constitutions, statutes, and judicial decisions. When the colonies in America were first settled before the Revolutionary War, many of the people came from England and they brought with them the legal philosophies and structure that existed in England at that time. The settlers at that time maintained the basic tenets of English law, but they also adopted rules that suited their society at the time. They chose to discard those rules that they felt infringed on their desire to free themselves from a burdensome taxation system and an English military, so that they could enable themselves to become self-sufficient from their home countries. So, in this sense, we can see that the law was beginning to evolve, change, and adapt according to the change in the society and culture at that time. In summary, English common law is judicial or case law, and also known as judge-made law, which are derived from the opinions of the courts. Therefore, the published appellate court opinions are common law. In the common law world of today, there are certain civil law enclaves, the province of Quebec in Canada and the state of Louisiana in the United States. The legal system of the Scandinavian countries carries the features of both the common and civil legal systems, without being derived from either. It is a compromise between the two legal systems. The laws of the Scandinavian countries are not usually compiled in systematic codes, but they are presented in the form of wide coverage. نهاية هذا التسجيل وانتهاء هذا التسجيل من صفحة 1 لصفحة 14.